All right, so today we're diving into something pretty cool. We're talking digital secrets, encrypted messages, that sort of thing. You know, really taking online privacy up a notch with this thing called Private Bin. And you know what? You sent over a whole bunch of articles and docs on this. It's impressive. Looks like we're going deep on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got stuff from GitHub, their actual website, Private Bins. I mean, even an article from Gesellschaft zur Entwicklung von Dingen. It's a mouthful, I know. But the point is, all of this is going to really help us, you know, give everyone a clear picture of what we're dealing with.
I like it. I like it. No time to waste then, right? You mentioned earlier, I think it was you, wanting a way to share sensitive stuff online without, you know, the whole world watching. That's where Private Bin comes in, yeah? Their whole thing is that the server has zero knowledge of pasted data. That's their big promise. Zero knowledge of pasted data. Okay, that sounds like seriously secure, but how does that actually work?
Okay, so imagine this, a digital lockbox, right? But here's the kicker. Even the lockbox has no clue what's inside. That's Private Bin in a nutshell.
Yeah.
It all boils down to this thing called, you've probably heard of it, end-to-end encryption.
End-to-end encryption, yeah. Remind me again how that works.
Basically, it's like this, your data, whatever you're sharing, it gets all scrambled up into unreadable code. And they use this super strong encryption. It's like 256-bit AES encryption, top-notch stuff. But here's the key, literally.
Yeah.
The scrambling. It all happens in your browser before it even gets near Private Bin servers.
So the server, it just sees what? Like a jumbled mess. That's how they can say zero knowledge.
Exactly. It's like sending a postcard, right? But it's written in code.
Yeah.
Only you and the person you're sending it to have the key. So even if someone intercepts it, it's just gibberish to them.
So even if, like, the server admins, even if they wanted to take a peek or if someone made them legally, they couldn't. Because there's nothing actually there.
That's the beauty of it, this whole ignorance is bliss
yeah.
concept. It's like next level protection, seriously.
Okay, now I'm starting to get why this is such a big deal. This isn't just for, like, you know, spies and secret agents. This is about protecting any kind of info you don't want just flirting around out there.
Exactly. We're talking passwords, financial stuff, even just a private message.
Mm-hmm.
You know that article you sent, the one from Gesellschaft?
Yeah.
Well, they had a perfect example, like sharing super important password with someone who's not exactly tech savvy.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like trying to explain the internet to, I don't know, my grandparents. So in that situation, Private Bin would be a lifesaver. So walk me through it. Pretend I'm like 5 years old. Yeah. Let's say I want to share that password. What do I do?
Okay, so you go to a Private Bin instance. They've got public ones online, or you can even host your own if you want to be extra safe. You paste whatever you want to share right there in the text box. And get this, you can even add a password on top of everything else, or even set it to expire, you know, like a self-destructing message, like in the movies.
Okay, so far so good, but how does the other person actually read it?
Ah, that's where it gets really clever. They use the URL. Private Bin hides the key right there in the link. So when you send it, their browser automatically uses that key to unlock the message. It all just, like, happens.
Oh, so that's why you wouldn't want to share that link publicly unless it's got a password on it.
Exactly. Otherwise, it's like leaving that lockbox wide open for anyone.
Okay, this is all making sense now. We've got the encryption, the zero knowledge, the self-destructing messages. But let's talk tech for a sec. I keep hearing about JavaScript. Like, it's the secret ingredient here.
You're right. JavaScript is, like, the engine of the whole thing. Private Bin uses it to encrypt your data in the browser before it goes anywhere near a server. That's how they make sure the server only ever sees scrambled code. Makes it way harder to snoop.
So JavaScript, it's like the magic spell that makes it all work. And this all happens, what, right here in my browser? I always thought encryption was something that happened on, like, supercomputers somewhere.
That's what most people think, yeah. It's important to remember, while the server has its own security, Private Bin, it's all about client-side encryption. That means all the hard work, the encrypting and decrypting, it happens right here in your browser, thanks to JavaScript.
That actually makes a lot of sense. So how does this JavaScript magic, how does it actually play out in the real world?
Okay, so picture this, right? You type something into Private Bin, and boom, your browser turns it into that secret code, all thanks to JavaScript. And only then, after it's all scrambled up, that's when it goes to the Private Bin server.
So it's like putting your message in one of those super secure envelopes before it even leaves your house.
Exactly. And then, on the other side, when someone wants to read it, their browser does its thing, uses JavaScript again, grabs that key from the URL, and bam, message decrypted. All happens right there, no extra windows or anything.
You know, this is making me think about all the other cool stuff PrivateBin can do, all those options. We talked about passwords and those self-destructing messages. But what else can you tweak?
Oh, tons of stuff. Like, did you even know you can share files on PrivateBin? Not just text.
Wait, really? I thought it was just for quick messages, snippets, code, that kind of thing?
Nope. All kinds of files. Pictures, videos, documents. Seriously, anything you can upload. And the best part, it's all encrypted the same way. Client side, JavaScript, the whole nine yards.
So it's like a, what do you call it, a secure Dropbox, but for anything. That's seriously useful. What about, like, formatting? Can you make it look nice?
Oh, for sure. They've got Markdown, you know, for headings and lists and stuff. Even code snippets. And get this, if you want to get fancy, they have different themes for the website. You can customize how it looks.
Okay, so it's secure, it's flexible, you can even make it pretty. Sounds almost too good to be true. But I gotta ask, you always say to be careful with this online stuff. Are there any downsides to PrivateBin we should know about?
Well, you're right to be cautious. There's no such thing as perfect security, right? Yeah. And PrivateBin is strong, don't get me wrong. But there are a couple of things. Like, remember how we said JavaScript is, like, the heart of the encryption? Well, like anything, it's got its limits.
Like what kind of limits are we talking about?
So as awesome as JavaScript is, the way PrivateBin uses it, it means you got to trust the people running the server, at least a little. Someone who's really determined and knows what they're doing, they could mess with the code, you know, try to break the encryption.
Okay, that's a little scary. So how do you, like, protect yourself from that?
That's why it's so important to use a PrivateBin instance you actually trust. You want one that's been around, has a good reputation. Do your research, basically.
So don't just go to the first one you find. Got it. But what if you want to be, like, 100% sure no one's messed with the code?
If you're really serious about security, you can always set up your own private bin. That way you control everything, right? You know the code is clean.
Yeah, that makes sense. But that's probably more for, like, techie people, right? What about us regular folks using the public ones? Any red flags we should watch out for?
Totally. Always look for that little padlock thing in your browser. You know, the HTTPS. That means the connection is encrypted, so at least no one's snooping on you while you're on the site.
HTTPS good, no HTTPS bad. Simple enough. Anything else we should be checking?
That's where those FAQs come in. Seriously, they're a goldmine. For example, you know you can actually use PrivateBin with Cloudflare.
With Cloudflare? Seriously, I thought they were like the middleman, always listening in. How does that even work with the whole end-to-end encryption thing?
That's a good question. You need to set it up just right. The FAQs, they tell you exactly how to configure Cloudflare so it doesn't mess with PrivateBin's code. If you don't do it right, Cloudflare could accidentally break the encryption. Can you believe that?
Wow, so many little details. It's kind of crazy how something so simple to use needs so much work behind the scenes. Anything else in those FAQs that caught your eye?
Oh yeah, definitely. They mentioned something about read-only PrivateBin instances. You can't do it by default, but with a few tweaks on the server, you can make it so people can only read the stuff, not create new pastes.
Read-only private bin. Why would you even want that?
Imagine you're, like, a journalist, right? And you need to share something publicly, but it's sensitive. Or a researcher with some data. A read-only instance. It's perfect. People can see what's there, but they can't change it or delete it.
That's pretty clever, actually. Sounds like private bin can be used for almost anything.
That's the beauty of it. It's so flexible. And you gotta hand it to the people who made it. They really thought of everything.
So we've covered a lot. Like, a lot. How private bin works, why trust matters, even some of those cool extra features. As we're wrapping up this part, any big takeaways our listeners should keep in mind about private bin? The really important stuff.
Totally. It's a lot to keep track of. It's like they give you this super powerful tool, but you gotta be so careful not to, you know, leave the keys lying around or something.
That's a great way to put it. And that actually brings us to maybe the most important thing to remember about PrivateBin. You got to know what you're doing, right? Understand how those URLs work, why picking the right instance matters, even just knowing that the server might be keeping logs, that kind of thing. That's what will keep you safe.
100%. It's not about just blindly trusting something. No. It's about knowing how it ticks and making smart decisions about your own security. And speaking of smart decisions, there was this one thing in the PrivateBin stuff. It really jumped out at me. They actually say straight up, JavaScript encryption is not secure.
Yeah, that's what got me too. It's like, wait a minute, isn't that like their whole thing? They use JavaScript for everything.
Right. Seems kind of strange, doesn't it?
So why would they say that? It doesn't really make sense.
Honestly, I think it shows they're trying to be honest. Like, they know nothing is perfect, or even PrivateBin. They're not saying don't use it, but they want you to, like, know the risks, know what you're getting into.
So it's about finding that balance, right? Convenience, yeah. Security, how much you trust the people behind the curtain. It's complicated.
Exactly. It's all about finding what works for you, for your situation.
Which brings us back to what you were saying before, knowledge is power. The more you know about this stuff, the better choices you can make.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And that's what I love about these deep dives. We're not just scratching the surface. We're getting people thinking about online privacy, security, all that good stuff. It's important.
So true. We use all these online tools, but most of us have no idea what's really going on under the hood.
Right. And with something like Private Bin, where it's your most sensitive info on the line, you got to be extra careful, extra aware.
It's like, I don't know, learning to drive. You don't need to be a mechanic, but knowing the basics, how to check your oil, that kind of thing makes you a better, safer driver.
Perfect analogy. And on that note, maybe one last thing for our listeners to think about as they go forth and explore Private Bin, explore the whole world of online privacy. We talked about choosing the right instance, watching out for red flags, all that. But it makes you wonder, how do we make this kind of security, this level of protection, how do we make it for everyone, even if you're not a tech wizard? How do we bridge that gap between like super strong security and something that's actually easy to use?
Yeah.
Especially in a world where, let's be honest, not everyone gets tech the same way.
That is the million-dollar question. Because at the end of the day, the more of us who care about privacy, about security, the better it is for everyone, right? So, yeah, we'll leave everyone with that thought. That about wraps up our deep dive into the wild world of Private Bin. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe out there.